get after you got a rest.
Hey, mate, I just had a missed call from Mrs. James.
Oh, James, thanks for getting back to me, mate. I need to pick your brain about your car. So,
yeah,
the guy spoke to you yesterday, I think, about where we were sort of at with the car. So the next steps was to get the baseline on the car, on the dyno, see where it's at.
Yep.
And it's doing right what we would expect, right around 160 kilowatts. 161, right in that window, which is really good. But the one thing we've picked on the car, it's got a fairly substantial coolant leak under pressure.
Coolant leak?
Yeah. So that didn't show on the initial sort of inspection there, because it's one of the hard lines underneath the manifold of the car, which sucks because it's a hard line. So to get to that, you need to pull the manifold off.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, cool. So we start digging a little deeper, and it's a fairly substantial hole in that plug, in that pipe. The worry that I have is how long it's been like that, because I can see the staining on the top of the block of pure rust and water, and whether the car's been sitting there just cooking away in the past, and then we go and fix it, and then the engine's no good, it's got an underlying head gasket or something like that.
Not 100%. Before I put it away, it had just been to, like, my family friend owned Melbourne Performance Centre down this way.
Oh, yes, yep.
So they'd done all the work on it. Well, I bought it off the bloke. He had an MRT up in Sydney when I got it fucking 20 years ago. Whatever. I think he'd done, like, an exhaust and a boost controller or something. That's all he had done to it.
Yep.
So then I brought it down here, and they put a front mount on it and changed the exhaust, and then I blew the gearbox, they did the gearbox, and then I think I took it back, and they can't remember exactly what they did, but that was maybe like a year before I parked it up. So, and it was only, I bought it, just to give you an idea, I bought it with 100,000 Ks on it, and that was 20 years ago. So it's done 40,000 Ks in 20 years. Been driven once a week, if that.
Yeah, and this
I never had it overheating. I never had anything leaking out of it. Nothing like that. So yeah, it's fucking weird.
Yeah. So this has got a big old rust hole in it. So unless it's happened while it's been sitting there, and it's got
in the pipe.
Yeah, in the hard line.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Fuck.
Yeah.
No idea.
And the issue, like, you can see the top of the gearbox, like, it's got the staining and everything from the past. Like, it's obviously been just dripping away for a little while now, and then obviously once it's got some decent pressure behind it, it's finally... It's not like it's spraying everywhere, but there's a hole there. So it's dripping coolant out of it. So
if it's a matter of just changing the pipe over and everything else is all good, is that all good?
Yeah, well, this would be the plan. So to get to that pipe, you have to take the intake manifold off. And then you also need to take the timing belt off, because the whole hard line runs down behind the timing belt.
Yep.
So it's a bit of a prick. So we're going to get all that out. The worry that I had was, if we fix all that and the thing's been cooked in the past, then it's sort of all for nothing. Do you know what I mean? Like, we can go fix all that. The water line's going to be replaced regardless. I was just going to put it to you, like, the first thing we would do is fix these things and then reassess it and see where it's at.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I don't want to go throw any mods and stuff and then I can't do anything with it. Do you know what I mean? Because it'd be dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
Time and money for him.
If that was a situation, should have the car been overheating on drives, or should have there been something leaking out on the ground or something like that, if that's the case? Or
the cruel thing is, it wasn't running coolant, it was running straight water. So you wouldn't have smelt it and you wouldn't have seen it, because it would have dissipated straight away. The only way I picked it is I had the fans on in the car, and I saw steam come through very briefly, and I thought, that's a bit odd, and I shut the... I only was running it for about, I want to say, about 5-10 minutes on the dyno. Did one power run, came down, looking at the data. I'm like, this thing's pretty in line, it's where it needs to be. And I saw, like, the little haze come through. I'm like, that's a bit odd. Shut it off and went and looked, and I could smell, like, just hot, burning, like, residue. I'm like, and I'm like, okay, let's go looking. And I'm like, oh, you prick. Like, it's literally underneath the hard line there. And it's got that tinge to it. So what I did was I took the cap off, put some more water in, and it just sprays out the hole. Like, it literally just under pressure, you put pressure on it. It's like this, do you know when you pop it like a little hole in a balloon? It's got that little jet of water. That's all it is. And over time, like, that's probably okay because it's right at the top of the motor, so it would have just settled there. It's like, so the engine would still be full of water, so I don't think the engine would have overheated. It would have just been like this little air pocket at the top of the block. That's all.
So what could that cause? Like, if I haven't known about it being like that for ages, I've been driving it, say, for the last, before it got put away, if I'd been driving it for a year or two and that had been on there, what would be the effect from that?
You would have seen it overheat if it was a problem, I would have thought.
Never overheat.
It hasn't, so if, I think we've probably caught it before it got dramatic. Because it's not massive, but it's there. And then I'm like, okay, well, fuck, how do we fix this hard line? Because I can't leave it like that. It's obviously full of rust from the water. So the idea would be manifold off, because we're going to take the manifold off to do the silicon inlet that we'd do for, like, if we're doing a turbo upgrade. And we're like, okay, so we're not doubling up on labour. That's cool. And then assess and see what else is busted underneath there coolant-wise, because if that's rusted, there'll be other rust that we're going to find in that system.
Yeah, 100%.
And then if we're pulling and if we're pulling that off, that hard line goes down behind the timing cover so we can check out the timing belt and all that. And then put it all back together and see where it sits then afterwards.
The reception might go a bit spotty, but it's only for like a 2-minute section of this road. If it does fail,
That's cool.
Not going weird, has it?
Just a little bit, but it's okay. I'm still here.
So what are you talking about as far as if we do, just like, it needs to be done. Like, I've sent the car there expecting some shit to be wrong with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, what sort of advice are you talking to get all shit apart?
Well, I would have thought that's about 8 hours sort of labour total. So what's that? 8 times 150. So just over like a grand to get that aspect sorted. And then from there we should have a pretty good idea. We'll get the car pressurised and see if it overheats or does anything weird, and we'll put it through its paces. If it's all sweet, then we can go that next step. The other thing I was going to throw to you, if the engine is buggered, which I don't think it is, like if it is hot, you would stop there and then assess what you want to do with the engine.
Well, it's been sitting for a long time. I've had it for a long time. It's not something that I was really planning on pulling the engine out and putting a new engine in. I've just done that to my fucking Ranger that I bought not long ago. It cost me like $20,000. Like, fucking hell, like.
Yeah, and I think Tony was in saying that you wanted to spend like a max 10. You know, if we trying to fit an engine build in that, it's not going to work. So
not at all. I was sort of just saying as far as like putting a, I just wanted, I'm not trying to turn it into a race car. It's going to be driven on the road. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, we'll just get it modernize it a bit, like get a good ECU.
I just thought a new computer to allow you to get a better tune in it, and then obviously if that's going on, maybe just put a bigger turbo on it. I don't want to be running 25-pound boost. I like to run like a low boost with a decent power that the car can handle.
Exactly. I think you're right on the money there. So I think we'll do those maintenance items first, and then if it's all looking sweet, then we'll drop the ECU in, and you know, if we're still looking budget-wise and that sort of stuff, we can go turbo and that sort of stuff as well.
So have you dropped all the fluids and all that shit out of and changed them all over on that?
No, not yet. No. So literally the first thing, we need to see, it's pretty standard, like sort of process. We want to see where the car's at first. Because if it's no good, then we can stop rather than spending all this bucks and then I don't give you a result, which would suck.
100%. But you just the fuel that you're running, just, I know you probably know that already, but the fuel's been sitting there for 8 years. Everything that's in the car's been sitting still for 8 years. So.
Yeah, so we put some fresh fuel in it for the run, and then the guys pulled the sender out to have a look. There's no rust in the tank or anything like that. The thing's mint inside.
Yep. Beautiful.
Yeah, so it's in a good state. It's just we picked that little coolant leak and I'm like, fuck, it's in the worst spot. Like, if it was just any other hose, you're like, it's easy, but it's a stupid hard line that goes underneath the manifold.
It'd be a shame because it's a good example of that. There's not many of those ones left, like out of the 300 that were built. I reckon 100 would be written off at least.
At least, and the other has just been roached. Like,
I've always thought 100 written off, 100 thrashed, and maybe 100 sitting around. So
I think if it hasn't overheated on you, I think you're in a good spot, because it didn't show any signs of overheating on me either, which is really good.
Yeah.
And we got some pressure. It was only after like one power run. We did like a baseline, and I'm like, I was just looking at the data. I'm like, yeah, and then I smelt it. And I'm like, nah, okay, off. Go have a look and see what's going on.
So was it still smoking from the shit coming out of the rocker cover or whatever it was?
Yeah, got a little bit of like the oil leak and that sort of stuff.
That's not causing any. I just sort of in my head thinking, you pulled a car out of a garage for 8 years and you got it on the dyno, like something's willing to fucking going to let go for sure if you run it on the dyno.
No, the guys checked it over. They do the normal safety checks. It's like, number one, make sure it's not going to kill me on the dyno. And number two, and then, like, if it's safe enough to run, then we can get a baseline. It's only just one little quick run through it and check the sensors and all that sort of stuff.
I'd be more than happy for you. If you're saying it's going to be, you know, about a grandish somewhere there, as long as it's not going to be, you turn around and say it's $5,000. Fix that, and if other things pop up, I just hate when you drop it. Just obviously, I haven't worked with you guys before, and I've had it.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of cars over the time and a lot of shops, and it just seems like, you know, sometimes I'd go there and they'd be like, oh, yeah, this was wrong and that was wrong and blah, blah, blah. And I've been quoted $12,000. I turn around, it's fucking 18. I'm like, well, where the fuck was my
phone? We don't want to do that.
Yeah, 100%. I'd be more than keen to get it going if we can, for sure. So
we'll do the maintenance items first. And then if it's all looking sweet, like obviously we'll call you along the way, and then we'll stop there, assess it again, and if it's all looking sweet, then we can jump into the mod side of things.
So you will change that line, so then you can run it on the dyno, and then you drain all the fluid temperature out of it.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll pull the manifold off, pull the timing covers off, and belt off, have a look at the water pump, see what's going on there, and then replace the hoses, so the coolant hoses and that sort of stuff that need to be replaced.
Yeah, 100%.
And then from there, we'll get it all pressurized back to normal and in a good state, you know, reliability-wise. I'll take it around the block a few times and just make sure it's doing what it needs to. And if it's all good, then we can look at ECU and turbo.
Awesome, man. That'd be great. And I was just waiting for old mate. He said yesterday, he goes, oh, well, I think like the turbo's like 2,000 something.
The link's like 2,500 and tune's a grand. And then turbo's like 2. So it adds up really quick, and I don't really need to do that right now. The car's actually running really good on the tune side of things.
Yep.
For what it is. So yeah, we'll get the maintenance out.
Just off your head, if you think that, excluding what you're talking about now, just say if it ran smooth then, and just say they're gonna put the ECU in and put the turbo on it and then tune it. Like, to me, that's like 5,000, 7,000, somewhere there with labour, thereabouts. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, spot on. Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. Happy days. Yeah, that's fine, mate. That's awesome. Yeah, we'll just rip into it and get that thing fixed that you found, and then we'll just go from there. I'll wait to hear from you once that's done, and then we'll just go from there.
Done, man. Easy.
All right, mate. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.